This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
So which is it? Are we on the right track with Bidenomics, or is it a negative word? That is the contradiction that's happening out there, folks, depending on who you talk to, whoever's advising the president and who's covering this. It's just very, very interesting to me, of course, because I think a lot of people think we are on the wrong track. In fact, I think there's about 44% of the people out there who believe that the economy is going to get weaker, and another large portion of the people out there, folks, believe that we haven't hit the worst part of it yet, despite some of these numbers that we see. So it's still in the offing. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We are sailing into hour number four here on the broadcast this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message and you're off and running from there. And of course, our top story is the return of these hostages, and who better to come on and talk with us about that and all the other news of the day than our good friend Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, also author of the book Nullification. And also, Frank, I'd like to be able to wish you a very happy birthday right here on the air this morning, and so many happy returns on that.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. And I am celebrating the week, and I always take at least 5 or 6 days to celebrate my entry into the world. So, you know,
I like that idea. Yeah,
that's where I am today.
Very cool. Well, happy birthday, and thanks for being on the program here this morning, and thanks also for coming on in the middle of last week as well, because we had that Thanksgiving holiday, and I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving as well.
Oh, yeah, it was reflective. You know, I always like to give thanks for everything that I do have instead of, which seems to be the norm today in some circles, especially the closer you get to blue urban areas, to whine about what I don't have. We live in the freest in the country in the world with the most opportunity, and if you can get off the negative jag by shutting off the news and looking around at what you have, you can appreciate that.
Well, indeed, and something else that people have a tendency to do, as you're talking about, and that is to whine about what somebody else has.
Yeah.
You know, they have that, and I don't have that. So, but in our system, you can work to get that very thing. It doesn't have to be, you know, taken away and given to you by the government.
Absolutely, and when you have been privileged enough to have things, and you swing on that pendulum back, and then you swing on that pendulum back to the center, and even maybe back to having things, you get to understand that it's not the things that matter. It's the accomplishments, the people that you amass along the journey, family. All of these things are much more important than having the newest gadget.
Well,
so, and we, you know, sadly, you only learn these lessons when you get up there in numbers. So.
Right, and you have many birthdays, exactly.
Yeah, then you just start repeating the same birthday over and over, so you don't feel like an old curmudgeon.
Right. Well, Frank, I got to ask you, of course, what's happening in Israel. We've seen some of these hostages come back. One was an 84-year-old woman who needed medical attention, but also a 4-year-old girl whose parents were killed by Hamas. Then she was taken hostage. I mean, how much more ruinous an event can happen to this poor four-year-old girl?
Well, nothing. Her life is scarred. Her history is made. It depends on what she does with her life from this point forward, but her life has been forever scarred by the actions of a bloodthirsty Islamo-fascist terror group who's feigning feigning superiority and authority under a guise of you're on my land, which simply isn't the case. It is a bald-faced lie that there was any definitive land ever established as a country called Palestine. They may claim it, but history bears that the Jews have been in that area and region 3,000 years before Islam was even a blink.
Well, that's right. You had King David, for one thing, and so forth. And it's really something. You know, and again, from time to time, you'll see it displayed as a map of the Arab world, basically, which covers through the Middle East, through Northern Africa, and so forth. And this teeny tiny little speck, comparatively, is Israel. But yet, this is what the whole problem is about. And somehow, some way, the propaganda goes, well, if we could just get rid of Israel, all the world's problems would just kind of, you know, cease.
The Arab world had expanded into Europe through the Ottoman Empire all the way to Spain, and in some corners of Spain still exist fairly prevalently. So are all the people in Italy and England and France, are they all supposed to be asking for reparations from the Arab world? No.
That would never fly,
It would never fly, but yet Israel is the little Satan, and the United States, because we support Israel, is big Satan. And that's throughout the Arab world. The more intensely Islamo-fascist you get, the more the hatred is elevated. So, I mean, that's an ongoing problem with the Arab world that they need to get control of. I understand it's a zealous religion and one where the devout are more radical than the people who just want to get along day to day, but they're not going to achieve what they want to achieve, which is a global caliphate. So maybe it's time they have their version of a synod and figure out how to reform their religion.
Very good point. All right, Frank Salvato, hold on there real quick. We're heading up to the first break. We've also got a caller who's patiently holding on the line. We're going to talk with the caller on the other side of the break. So, folks, stay right there. We've got so much more to talk about on this Monday edition. We are racing in to the 5 o'clock hour, which is hour number 4 for the broadcast. 4 is 5, 5 is 4. You get the idea. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you. hear the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So, over the Thanksgiving holiday, did you happen to see the picture of Kamala Harris with her husband wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving? And, of course, right there in the background in the kitchen was the the infamous gas stove, everybody. And, of course, the Biden administration wants to get rid of not just, I think, new gas stoves, but probably your gas stove as well. But I guess it's the old-style thing of rules for thee, but not for me, I suppose. But somebody did a big oops. I'm sure somebody got in trouble for that. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is Monday. We are live, and it is a great start to our week of broadcasting here on the show. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And, of course, we're talking with our good friend Frank Salvato, and he's from undergroundusa.com and also the author of the book Nullification. Hello again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we do have a caller who's been holding patiently. So if you like, we'll go right over here to line number one and see what the caller has on their mind this morning. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, yes, caller, are you there? Good morning.
I am here. You didn't ask my name or where I'm from.
Yeah, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Al. I'm from Sarasota, Florida.
Hey, Al, thanks for calling.
Okay. I'd like to give you a little pushback against some of the things you folks have been saying with regard to the gloom and doom of the Biden economy.
Okay.
Or the economy in general is, I'm a little bit involved. And it seems to me that we have moderating inflation, moderating energy prices, underpinning a strong labor market, wage gains, and of course the stock market as of going into December, the Standard & Poor's is up 20.47% year to date. The
okay.
Total stock market, Wilshire 5000, is up 19.25%, and the NASDAQ 100 is up 36%. Now, where I come from, they call that a raging bull market creating wealth for America.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, first of all, I think you might have your radio turned up in the background. Turn it down if you have that opportunity. We could hear you a little bit better, I'm sure. You're making some good points, and I know that people are looking at some of these numbers. In fact, President Biden the other day talked about the numbers, but there's a disconnect
between the voters and the consumers, especially, for example, where Rasmussen is concerned. They're saying that 44% of the people out there expect a weaker economy, and they don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. And you've got another group of people who are thinking that the worst hasn't occurred yet. So there's a lot to perception in how people are responding to this.
Well, there's perception and there's reality. And what I'm talking about is real time levels of activity.
Right.
I mean, inflation over the last 15 months, while it was high due to COVID, has as measured by the wholesale and retail level PPI and CPI, has come down 15 straight months. Interest rates have also moderated.
Well,
if you have
a 3% interest rate on your home and you want to go out and buy another home, but you've got to jump up to some 7%, a lot of people are not going to make that jump because they just feel that it's way too costly in that regard. So interest rates may come down a little bit, but they were low to begin with, but now they've come down a little bit from their high. But what I'd like to ask, though, is maybe let's give a chance here to Frank to respond to that a little bit, if you would, Frank.
I think over the last 25 years, you've seen a significant decoupling of Wall Street and Main Street. The banks are doing fantastic. And the investment firms are doing fantastic. But if you try to tell someone who actually goes to the store to buy food for their household that the economy is great because Wall Street's doing well, you might get punched in the throat. You've got energy prices that remain high. You've got a White House that just chirps about how fantastic the job market is when they themselves are the ones that destroyed it. Just regaining jobs that you destroyed does not mean that you have a thriving job market. That's just ridiculous to try to sell to people. And when the jobs come back are mostly jobs that have moderate wages rather than aggressive wage increases, people aren't happy. If people aren't happy, then we have to learn the lessons of the past, which is it's the economy stupid, not the wealth of the banks, the wealth of the people. So Wall Street, hey, they can rage all the way down. It's a bull market. It's wonderful. We're making great money. Let's just drink champagne and smoke cigars. If it's not trickling down to the person at the shop at the supermarket or where they have to buy utilities, pay for utilities, then it means nothing to the everyman. And the rich keep getting richer, the Fed gets more powerful, and the now neo-fascist regime that's in there, because I really don't think the Biden administration has the best interests of the United States at heart. I think they have the best interests of the neo-fascist power brokers at heart and the globalist power brokers. But, for the person buying milk, take a look at the price.
That's a good point, Frank. And Al, again, we appreciate the call very much. And so I guess my question to you would be, if the numbers are good and all these things are heading in this great direction, how is it then that the people are not seeing that, or there is, because they're seeing what's happening to their bank account when they do go try to buy stuff at the store? I mean, just essentials or pay for their electricity, stuff like that. So how does this even out for them?
Well, that's a little bit silly because the health of the economy and the health of capital markets is, in fact, America Inc. It's the business and corporate profits that make up what America is. That's the mother's milk of everything. That's why people get hired.
But if their wages don't go up commensurate and they can't afford to do the kinds of things they want to do because they're just trying to keep their heads above water, it's difficult to say, well, these corporate reports are wonderful, so just sit there and suffer.
Well, when you add assets to your personal portfolio in terms of education, training, and experience, that's when you climb up the ladder. We've had tremendous gains from lower-end labor this year with the UAW, with United Parcel, with any number of settlements, with minimum wage rises. So there's, There's no reason why Americans can't go from nothing to something. This is a great country. It's pretty darn easy.
As Thomas Sowell says, minimum wage, the real minimum wage is zero. If you want to go market-based, you can't be having government interfere in the economic structure. So, but today, when you have an evil relationship between the government and the corporatists, this is why you have that disconnect of Wall Street doing great and grandma down the street not being able to afford milk on her Social Security check. I'm sorry, I got to disagree with just about everything you're saying.
Yeah, but we appreciate the call very much, Al, and we hope that you'll call back again in the future. And
Last year, Social Security was increased 8.9%, the biggest increase ever. So there are retirees out there that are living with an increase that won't be rescinded, while, on the other hand, inflation is slowly coming down into place, and the CPI is now in the threes. So, you can't design an economy to redistribute wealth. It's called the market, and that's how it works.
But if you let government interfere in that free market, it stops becoming a free market, and the government is all over this economy.
Indeed.
Well,
indeed.
If you want to give a slow drip to the average person of rage and resentment that they should be angry, then, I would choose to be like Ronald Reagan, happy and optimistic.
Well, Al, thank you so much again for the call. We appreciate it. And I'm sorry you're getting the vibe of being rage and resentment. We're actually pretty positive on where this country can go and what it's doing and the opportunities that people have. But there is a disconnect there. So, again, we appreciate the call. Hope that you call back again real soon. We'll talk to you another time. Folks, we're getting ready to head into our break here in just a few moments, bottom of the hour break. But, Frank, any closing thoughts? We got about 20 seconds here before we hit the break.
People have to realize that when you have government involved in the free markets, to the point where they're picking winners and losers, you don't have a free market. You have a government-manipulated market that gets away from laissez-faire economics, it gets away from Austrian economics, and it allows the Fed to print money like they're drunk.
That's pretty good closing thoughts there. Of course, we're coming right back, folks, with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. And that was a great call, because we're mixing it up. It is the marketplace of ideas. We are not afraid. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Much more on the other side.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Biden administration has announced they are seeking to extend a four-day ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. A four-day ceasefire began between Israel and Hamas on Friday, allowing needed aid to enter Gaza and a hostage exchange. A Qatari spokesperson says 17 hostages were released by the terrorist Hamas. Israel released 39 Palestinians, all of whom are minors. It should be noted hundreds of hostages still remain in Hamas custody. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Dave Collins has more.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining.
Lance Pry, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Where's the money?
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we're racing through the Monday edition of the broadcast, and I got to tell you, we're having fun, even for a Monday. Yes, we know it's Monday. It's Monday. But you know what, though? On this program, Mondays aren't as bad as you might think, because we do have a lot of fun, because we know that we're trying to send you off into your week with a smile and some positivity, we hope, and we are right back here with it, and we've got our good friend, of course, Frank Salvato, holding on the line here, and if you'd like to call in and be part of the program, you can dial us up, 949-822-7959. We do have a couple of lines lit up here, but welcome back again, Frank Salvato.
Mr. Kyle, I wanted to say one thing about that last phone call.
Sure.
That from Al. It may have sounded like I was being dismissive or derogatory, but that's not the case. These are the kinds of conversations that we need to have with our neighbors about the way that we feel and the way that we see things and the way that we experience things, so that we can be more well-rounded in the way we think about subjects like the economy, like the Middle East, like ideological issues. If you don't have those conversations that can get passionate, then you learn nothing and you live in a bubble. And that's where all of the people who like to manipulate and divide in order to maintain power, that's where they'd like to have us, in that bubble. So I just wanted to thank Al for that call. It was a discussion, and that's fantastic.
You know, I'm so glad that you said that, because that's exactly the tenor that that we're maintaining here, exactly. And we appreciate Al's call so very much, because you're right. A lot of times it's just supposed to be the nation's just supposed to be divided. Right? And never the two shall ever meet. You know, and my neighbor is a Democrat, so I'm not talking to them, or they're a Republican, and I'm not talking to them, and this kind of thing. And the idea of keeping us divided, you're right, is front and center, unfortunately. But, yeah, that's right. I think it was a great call, and we appreciate Al very much. And I'm glad that you wanted to say what you just said there, Frank. We do have another call, as a matter of fact, to hold it on the line. So let's head over here to line number two. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Joe is it?
Hey, Joe.
Stick with
me. Hey, Joe, I think we got a bad connection, I hate to say. Try calling back to the program, and we'll try to get you on as well. But it sounded like we might have a bad connection there. Marion St. Pete, you're on with Frank Silvato. Marion St. Pete.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Yes. Speaking of the economy, try living on about $950 a month. Try living with insurance costs here in Florida, as well as real estate taxes, which are rocketing. The problem is you have gas going up to $5 a gallon, and when it comes down, people think that's great. No, it should be exactly what it was when Trump left office. That's where it should be. The economy probably is really is a negative 10%. So how much propaganda can people blow out to people when they own the mainstream media, the radio stations, they own Hollywood, they own car companies? America, United States of America, Inc., is broke. We have no money. When you're in debt, you have no money. So to call in and say the economy's looking great is like a facade. So I think it's just called education and talking to people, just like Frank was talking about. But the things that I read, the sources I have, says just wake up the normies. How much propaganda can you take in?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Marion St. Pete. Appreciate the call. And, yeah, hopefully Joe will call back, by the way. It looks like, as I was saying, looks like we had maybe a bad connection there. But you're welcome to call back, Joe. But, yeah, Frank, again, you know, what's happening out there in the economy, you know, there's two different things happening all together. But people at ground level, as it were, they're trying to buy milk and eggs.
Right. And as we saw back in during the Obama administration, I can make statistics say anything I want. When they were looking at the labor market back during his tenure, they used to take – there's three districts that come in during for labor participation. And they chose the best set of stats to say, see, it's working. All of our policies are working, yet people were losing money in their investments. Jobs were going away. They got an additional mandate in Obamacare for the short time that it was actually something that you needed to have or you went to prison. And, you know, and I'm exaggerating there, so don't call and say, you don't go to prison if you don't have insurance. But it's just like polls. I take I place a little weight on polls. I don't necessarily follow them as gospel, because when you run the internals, you can see that most often they don't say what the talking heads are seeing they say. You can make a poll say anything depending on the wording of a question. So the same thing with the statistics coming out of a White House. If the Bidens want to sit down and go through all of the stats and come up with something that says everything is great, they can.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit down with the same stats and sit down with people from the Cato Institute, and they'll say, these are horrible numbers. And we're looking at the same numbers. So it's how you package the data. You can make it say anything you want, but you can't make milk prices any different than they are.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things, too, about these Rasmussen reports that I was referring to earlier, there's another one that says the economic confidence, according to their tally of this, increased to 93.7 this month for the Rasmussen Reports Economic Index. Now, the difference of that number, 93.7, compare that to where Trump was at in January 2020 at 147.8. So there's a large spread there of the way that people seem to have perceived this and how they felt their place was in the economy then and now.
Oh, and that's the age-old political adage. It's in the wallet. If you can touch people in the wallet, if you're campaigning and you can get them emotional about your wallet, then you've got some good traction going on your side. If you're an incumbent and people's wallets are hurting, it doesn't matter what numbers you screen at them. If they're hurting in their wallet, you've failed.
Right.
You know, Al said that it was, reality's reality and perception doesn't really matter. Well, yes, it does. And when you live in the country that we live in today, when the media is jamming information down your face 24/7, 365, and they scream doom, 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 it's doom. Whether people are getting mailed free gold bullions or not.
Well, that's right. So, and if it was a Republican administration, you'd know that the messaging would definitely be going the opposite direction. It's not so good, you know. And then why would Washington Post reporters say, well, we don't want to talk about Bidenomics because that's a negative connotation now?
No, Biden, I suspect somebody came up with the bumper sticker. You know, Bidenomics fits directly on a bumper sticker. Let's create the narrative so we can use that because it rings well. But that's what happens when you market politics. If you're going to stop, as a political consumer, if you're going to stop at the bumper sticker, please don't vote. because you're not an informed voter. You must take time to drill down into the information that is out there in the information age to make up your own mind about the issues. Don't rely on CNN. Don't rely on Fox. Make up your own mind. Take the time. It's your responsibility and obligation to do that as a citizen of the United States. If you're just going to sit there and say, I'm going along to get along, and then I'm going to complain for 3.5 years, I'm that's not a discussion. That's just a confrontation with ignorance.
Well, indeed. And but one of the things that I want to harken back to what you were talking about, and that is to have a discussion, to have that ability to talk with one another, because, at the end of the day, we're all seeking many of the same things in terms of being prosperous, having a roof over our heads and being able to pay our bills, these kinds of things. But Frank Salvato, we sure appreciate it. And once again, I want to say happy birthday to you. And we're coming up to the end of the segment. Well, of course. And many happy returns, of course. And we're going to talk to you again on Friday, my friend.
You stay low, my friend, and thank you for the well wishes.
Of course, anytime. All right, Frank Salvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. And, folks, we're coming right back, taking your phone calls as well. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Monday edition. Monday. And we are here and you are there. And the number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And we're going to be talking here in just a moment, of course, with our good friend Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback, and you can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station, Sundays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time for the Sports Zone. And so welcome again, Patrick Hyland. How are you this morning? Hello, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Cal Warren. How are you today, young man?
Well, I'm doing great. And I think we got that thing. I think you couldn't hear me there just for a moment, but we got that fixed, of course. But yes, as I was just saying, you're right here on AM 860, our flagship station, and that's Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time for the Sports Zone.
Absolutely. We had a great show yesterday talking about college and pro football. That's what was very important yesterday, and we'll discuss a little bit of that today.
Very cool.
We had Georgia 12, Michigan 12-0, Washington 12-0, and then Florida State 12-0. Those are your top four right now, and I believe the bowl committee would have these four playing it off. So we will see how Georgia fares against Alabama and how Michigan fares against Iowa. And Washington, Oregon, that's going to be the big one. Because if Oregon beats Washington, then I believe they'll make the top four. And if Washington holds Oregon off, they'll be fine. And then Florida State, okay, if they take care of Louisville, they'll be fine. But if they were to lose, then the big question is, do you put, the Texas team up there if they win with one loss? Ohio State with one loss, but they didn't win their championship game because they didn't get to play in it. And or Alabama, who seems to be the hottest and most fortunate team right now, the way things are working for them. So, sometimes it's meant to be. Also, Alabama now has won 11 and 10 in a row, so I have to give them credit. The Iron Bowl did not disappoint anybody, Kyle. It's always a crazy game there in Alabama. And when Auburn and Alabama tee it up, anything can happen, and it did. I mean, it was fourth and goal from the 31-yard line, Kyle, because of penalties, mishaps, and makes such a win the game. You know, a few seconds left. Pretty exciting games this whole weekend with college. It came down to pretty much most games, you know, one possession. If it was two, the last one was really just academic. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, just kind of getting everybody up to speed on the college game and let them know where it stands. And this Saturday is going to be great. Can't wait for the championship games. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and obviously a lot of people will be watching.
That's right. Well, and also one thing I saw earlier, Patrick, was that it looks like the Eagles, you know, they won in overtime over the Bills, and that looked like it was a pretty exciting finish there.
It really was. Now, you know, talking about pro ball, just to get people up to speed, great point. The late game last night, the Ravens won 20-10 over the Chargers. But that Bills game, the Bills could have beat them. And that would have really made a difference for the whole, you know, AFC East. Because that hurt with Miami winning and them losing. And they have their chance. The Bills are a good team. People don't realize the Eagles are a great team. But now the Eagles, you know, everybody's going to have that mentality of, hey, we got to knock them off. They are the best team in the National Football League right now. We've got to give Philadelphia credit. But I give the Bills credit hanging in there. Josh Allen, that kid is one tough kid, one great quarterback. What an exciting game. You're 100% right. 37-34. The Chiefs, they rebounded from their loss to the Eagles last Monday night, 31-17 over the Raiders. The Raiders, you know, they're hurting at quarterback and head coach. Everything's in kind of disarray out there in Vegas right now for the Raiders. What do you hear out west about that ball club?
Well, not much on my end, but, you know, I got to tell you, though, that, you know, when you see something like that, as I'm just mentioning with the overtime win, I think that's one of the things the fans really enjoy seeing, even if it just turns it all around.
Oh, yeah. Overtime's always exciting. They fix the rules in overtime, I believe, you know. I think the only other thing they could maybe do is go to the college system, put the ball to 25, and then, you know, the last team to score a touchdown if they have to go for two. That's one option. So I think there could be some more tweaking in the overtime, but we shall see. The Rams took care of the Cardinals 37-14 out there in Arizona. And the Falcons, they won 24-15 over the Saints. That NFC South, the Buccaneers got beat 27-20 by the Colts, but they're only one game out of the division with everybody having at least six losses. So that division, just like last year, is suffering. So that'll be curious to see what the winning formula and percentage of wins is going to take that division. So all the Bucs fans are happy that you know, that the Bucs are still in range, but you know, they gotta really find ways to beat some teams that, you know, maybe might be a little better than them on paper. And that's what it's gonna take. The Jaguars, 24-21 over the Texans. Great game out there in Houston. That was an exciting game too. Cal, it came down to the one possession.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers beat the Bengals 16-10. The Bengals are going to be hurting without Joe Burrow at quarterback, to say the least. That's a tough loss for them. You know, that's the thing. You know, the joke, Cal, NFL, not for long. That's what it stands for. You get your two or three years, you know, to make the playoffs and make a shot at the Super Bowl. And when that window closes quick, it's just the nature of the game. That's why you have to enjoy it, you know, when you do get to the mountaintop. So,
well, now,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, looking back at the beginning of the season when Aaron Rodgers had that terrible injury, you know, this season has now unfolded perhaps a little bit differently than people might have expected, and that's, you know, you take that, you know, that variable out, and I think it might have restructured things to a great degree.
No question about it. If the Jets, you know, had Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if Miami beats them 34-13. That's for sure. Now, do they beat them? Maybe. But with Aaron Rodgers a quarterback instead of Mr. Boyle, you have to think your chances are better to beat the Dolphins. Now, that division is different. The whole conference is different, you know, with the teams they would have played. So you make a great point, Cal. You have a person that, you know, of high caliber gets hurt and he's knocked out. It changes the whole complexion for the team, also the division and the conference, like Joe Burrow.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, the Ravens, just imagine if they lost Lamar Jackson, they'd be hurting. I don't know what would happen, you know. So it's very, very much a quarterback league now. It's a throwing league. And, you have to have a top six quarterback really to go anywhere nowadays in the playoffs into the Super Bowl. I can tell you one thing that I try to not make it tough, and, you know, we all, you know, have things happen in our lives, Cal. And I'm there to pick up the pieces and help people out when it comes to their, you know, financial needs, any type of retirement needs, seniors, you know, out there that need help with their, you know, finances and Medicare needs. Please give me a call. My name is Patrick Hyland. I'm on the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then I also do the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 on Sundays. But during the week, I help people out with their you know, financial needs, and I help them, you know, get taken care of and advise them properly and make sure everything works out for them. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Let me give that number again, Cal. 813-966-1052. Love to hear from you. We'll get together, as I always like to say, have a cup of coffee and talk sports. Cal, make it a great day. Audience, make it a great day. Monday, let's start the week off with a random act of kindness for your fellow man. God bless you, Cal. Talk to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Thanks. God bless. Take care, Patrick. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. Folks, the show has flown by. I can't believe it. But we're going to be back tomorrow, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there. We will see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.